Do you ever feel like there just aren't enough hours in the day to actually market your business? Trust me, you are not alone. It is so easy to get bogged down in the day-to-day tasks, leaving you feeling unproductive and overwhelmed. Stay tuned as I share techniques to not only save you time, but to help you become more consistent with your marketing. Welcome back to Marketing Strategy Academy podcast, where we help female entrepreneurs go from marketing overwhelm to an easy, streamlined strategy and system that includes Pinterest and repurposing content to grow their businesses when they have very little time. I'm your host, Jen Vasquez. Let's jump right into it. There are always a few times a year where I experience a busy season where it feels very overwhelming, like there just aren't enough hours in the day. And over the years, I have dropped marketing activities and found 2 to 5 months later that I don't have as many leads to my business. And every time I see this, I can trace it back to those 2 to 5 months ago when I took my foot off the gas regarding marketing. Therefore, I got smart and created a system, one that I call my marketing workflow, that ensures that that doesn't happen no matter how busy I get. Now, what if I told you that you can do the same thing, plus save hours in your marketing and also be able to make it consistent with these surprising, simple techniques? By implementing these techniques, you can streamline your marketing process and finally achieve the level of productivity and leads that you and your business crave. But before we dive into some surprisingly effective time-saving tips that will help you get more done in less time, I need to note here. This means that you're not just listening to what I'm saying and getting educated, but you're actually going to take action on these tips and implement them in your business. It's very sad, but just listening to podcasts does not grow your business. It's those taking action steps that grow your business. So if you're ready to reduce stress, reduce that procrastination, and market your business no matter how busy you are, basically keep your foot on that marketing gas, keep listening. Time blocking. This one may not surprise you, but time blocking is a super effective way to save time in your marketing workflow. This technique involves scheduling specific blocks of time for different tasks and activities. By breaking up your day into focused time periods, you can increase your productivity, reduce distractions, and actually spend less time overall. For example, you might schedule an hour or two on a day and time that you are most creative to write your weekly blog. Then on another timer day, you might be creating all the graphics for that blog from the blog header, but also Pinterest pins and social media graphics, those types of things. By sticking to a schedule, you'll be less likely to get sidetracked by other tasks or allow interruptions. Time blocking can be especially effective when you pair it with habit stacking, which we'll cover next. But even on its own, time blocking can help ensure you have dedicated time each week to marketing your business. It also allows you to create a more balanced workday with dedicated time for both marketing and client work type of tasks. To get started with time blocking, take a look at your current schedule and identify blocks of time that you can carve out each week for specific activities. This might involve shifting some tasks to different times of day or delegating certain responsibilities to team members if you have a team behind you. Once you've created your schedule, stick to it as much as possible. This is how we make a habit, right? With practice, you will find that time blocking becomes an essential part of your workflow, helping you achieve a ton more in way less time, but also ensuring that you're marketing your business consistently each week. Habit stacking. In addition to time blocking, another tactic that can maximize productivity is habit stacking. Habit stacking involves pairing a new habit with an already established one, leveraging the power of routine routine to form a new beneficial habit for your business. For example, if you're trying to establish a daily habit of posting to Instagram stories, you can pair that with your morning coffee, your lunchtime, and maybe your daily walk. By doing these things, like posting a story before you get that cup of coffee, you are looking forward to that cup of coffee, and thus you will actually create that story. And then it builds a habit. You have a habit maybe of getting coffee every morning, but now instead of just coffee, you're expanding that to posting an Instagram story and then getting your cup of joe. For me, I love to habit stack writing my blog because it is the thing that is the hardest for me to do. And this also includes my email list summary of the blog, the social media post, and Pinterest pin descriptions. I put them all at the bottom of my blog that I've written in Google Docs, basically all my writing. And I do that on Sunday afternoons. I am the most rested and relaxed on Sundays, and I love a good reality TV binge or rom-com movie to end my weekend. So I do all my writing on Sundays, and as a reward, I get that Bravo Housewives time or whatever I want in terms of TV. If you don't want to work weekends, consider when you are most engaged, alert, and productive. For some, that's mornings. For others, that's after the putting kids to bed. And for others, still, that may be midday. So find your day and time that is most effective for you and create a reward to habit stack this marketing writing work. Habit stacking not only helps you to establish new habits more effectively, but you can also work in conjunction with time blocking. By adding new habits to your designated time blocks, you can optimize your productivity while also developing healthy habits outside of work hours. And as well, we are going to explore in the following section, this approach can also help you balance your left brain and your right brain work. Left brain and right brain work. Habit stacking and time blocking are practical strategies that can optimize your marketing workflow, but they may not address the issue of balancing left brain and right brain work or effectively using your left brain and your right brain at specific times. Creativity and analytical thinking are both important components of marketing workflows, and it's essential to ensure that they are given equal attention. Fortunately, habit stacking can help you cultivate both as you compare your routine tasks with creative ones to improve your balance. For instance, you can have a habit of writing your blog posts every day. You can add 30-minute slots for creating graphics for the blogs, pins, and social media. This way, you can develop your creative side without neglecting the analytical aspects of your work. Pairing routine with creative tasks or vice versa can be gratifying, leading to a sense of accomplishment while keeping you motivated. It's also a good way to unlock your creativity and generate new ideas, providing a fresh perspective on your marketing projects. With habit stacking, you can create a balanced workflow that caters to both the analytical and creative sides of your brain. Now, some of my clients find doing left brain work with a break in between and then right brain work is so much easier to get in, be focused, and then get out of that work. So don't force yourself to do them back to back if it feels better to do them one in the morning and the other in the afternoon or even on different days. I personally find this approach more effective for me also. While I write the blog on Sundays, because for me, that's really hard work and I like to, what they call eat the frog, right? Do the hard stuff first and then the rest of your week goes well. So I do that on Sundays when I'm most relaxed and rested, and I work on graphics, which I love to do on Mondays in a time block that I have on my calendar for Mondays. That's doing all the graphics for the week. Blog header image, Pinterest pins, social media graphics, Instagram stories, whatever graphics you need for the week. I do that all in one sitting because as you're doing the same type of work, you get faster and quicker and better, and it feels easier, at least for me. Then I publish the blog and post to social media again on a different day, as that's a different mindset. That's more of the analytical mindset, right? Different than creating. And by the way, posting on social media is so much easier when I've already written the words on Sunday, created the graphics on Monday. When I go to actually post it, the work is already done and the posting doesn't seem as hard. I mentioned it above also, but let's cover in more detail in the next section and explore how to incorporate daily, weekly, and monthly marketing to-dos in your workflow. Daily, weekly, monthly marketing to-dos. Using everything above, incorporating daily, weekly, and monthly to-dos in your marketing workflow can help you save hours, be more productive in the long run, and help you to be consistent. We all know that consistency is queen when it comes to marketing. It's basically the secret sauce to getting consistent leads and growing your business. These marketing tasks can range from social media updates to more complex activities such as content creation, SEO optimization, and analytic tracking. Daily tasks are the bread and butter of your workflow. They are all small, routine tasks that keep your projects moving forward. Examples of daily tasks include checking your email inbox, responding to customer inquiries, updating your social media accounts, and reviewing your to-do list for the day. These tasks may seem unimportant, but they contribute to the overall success of your marketing effort. Weekly tasks are the meat of your workflow. They are bigger tasks that require more time and attention. Examples of weekly tasks including creating your blog posts, scheduling social media content, writing your email newsletter, creating graphics, and conducting marketing research. These tasks require more planning, coordination, and execution, but they are still essential for achieving your marketing goals. And then you have monthly tasks, which are the dessert for your workflow. They are the big picture tasks that help you track and measure your progress. Example of monthly tasks include analyzing your website analytics, reviewing your marketing plan, assessing your return on investment, and setting new marketing goals for the month or the quarter. These tasks provide valuable insights into the effectiveness of your marketing effort and help you to make data-driven decisions. By incorporating daily, weekly, and monthly tasks into your workflow, you can maintain a balanced, productive, and consistent routine. And you can also ensure that you're making progress toward your long-term marketing goals while keeping up with your daily tasks. So take some time right now, right now, or when you get home, if you're taking a walk or doing something with your children, and create a list of daily, weekly, and monthly tasks that align with your marketing goals and start incorporating them into your marketing workflow today. To summarize, in today's world, time is precious and finite. It's so easy to get bogged down in the daily grind and feel like you are not ever making headway. However, by incorporating counterintuitive approaches of time blocking, habit stacking, utilizing both the left brain and the right brain, and setting daily, weekly, and monthly to-dos, you can increase your productivity and save time while actually consistently marketing your business. These time-saving techniques will not only help you reduce stress and overwhelm and help you feel more accomplished and productive while achieving your goals faster, but over time, they'll create this system of leads that are coming in consistently to your business so you grow your business. So why not take a chance and implement one of these techniques today? As Beth Comstock, former chief marketing officer and vice chair of GE, once said, marketing's job is never done. It's about a perpetual motion, and we must continue to innovate every day. Thanks for joining me. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love for you to subscribe to the show to be automatically notified for each episode. Visit the notes for the links mentioned in this episode and to connect with me. And as always, please take one tip from this episode and implement it in your business. Bye.